Let's speak now to Borzo Draghi, Middle East correspondent. Borzo, let's talk first of all about Iran. We heard there that this is a wounded country, but what next for them? What do they do now?
I think they reassess. They take a step back. If this, in fact, is a ceasefire, as your previous guest was saying, there's still a lot of questions. And whether it lasts, whether there's a truce that lasts days or weeks or months, this is a time for Iran to do some damage assessment and consider its next steps.
And domestically, because there's been a lot of casualties, the death toll, we understand, over this 12-day war, over 500 in Iran. So domestically, there was a lot of people against the regime taking to the streets in the last year or two. But how is it going to go now in Iran when it comes to that very strict regime that's in power?
I mean, the situation in Iran is one that is colored by fear. I think the civilians, you don't go out in the street and protest when you're worried about being bombed. And I think that that's the overarching mood in the country among the people that I've spoken to and the hints I've gotten on social media and through various other sources. People are just afraid. And they're afraid of Israel now that the U.S. is involved. They're afraid of that. I'm sure there is a lot of underlying anger against the regime. There is a lot of rage against the regime and opposition. But there is, as of yet, no kind of formula to bring about a kind of change of the government.
Obviously, we're hearing an awful lot from President Donald Trump. He's saying that he has brought about this peace, this ceasefire. How influential or otherwise, though, was Russia here? We know the Iranian foreign minister went to Moscow. What influence did Vladimir Putin have?
I mean, those conversations are private, but it's basically, will Russia help Iran materially on an ongoing conflict? And that is a question. The answer does not appear clear, neither from China, but it doesn't appear to be very positive. I'm sure that China and Russia don't want Iran to have a nuclear weapon. They would prefer if it didn't, but they also don't want Iran to fall into the American sphere of influence. So I think that Russia is probably also playing a careful game. Russia is also locked into conflict with Ukraine and doesn't maybe have a lot of material to spare or promise. China is another story, and that's interesting where they will come if this conflict continues.
And what is your take on where China will come if the conflict did continue? Because we know that they were being asked, of course, by Secretary of State, the U.S. Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, to step in if Iran was going to close off the Straits of Hormuz. That was going to be a big problem for China. So were China maybe quietly in the background doing some sort of negotiating as well, do you think?
I think probably doing some negotiating, but I don't think that China at this point is going to step in to help out U.S. interests. Like I said, if it's about getting rid of Iran's nuclear program, which is a headache for China, that would be fine. But if it turned into some kind of regime change, then you would see China, Russia, perhaps other countries as well, getting involved and preventing that from happening because of the idea of the sphere of influence.
Okay, and what about Israel? Because Israel has agreed to the ceasefire. We've seen a statement, and there'll be a further statement from the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu thanking the US for their support. But up to 30 Israeli people have been killed by these Iranian missile attacks in the last 12 days. Will he be facing further domestic criticism now following these deaths?
I'm not sure. I think he has a lot of people who just despise him in Israel. He has a strong base of opposition against him. He also has a lot of supporters. Elections are coming, and we'll see what happens with Bibi. But I would just, on the note of the ceasefire, Israel has a really long track record of violating ceasefires with regard to Gaza and so on. So I would be, if Israel's previous patterns are any guide, you can see potentially further Israeli strikes with kind of excuses of Iran violated the ceasefire first, it did this, it did that, we don't trust this. So I'm not so sure that this conflict is over based on the previous track record.
You can't imagine that Donald Trump would be very happy with Benjamin Netanyahu, as he's specifically said now that he hopes that both sides will commit to this ceasefire and that will, as in his own words, go on forever.
Yeah, I he'll wiggle out of it. His supporters don't seem to care what he does, and they'll support him no matter what. He's not running for re-election again. He's going to lose Congress, and he probably knows it. So there's really not much for him to, you know, to get upset about. Maybe Netanyahu, if he does something, if he violates the ceasefire, more likely than not, Trump will side with him.
Okay, and you mentioned Gaza there. We know that the Palestinian Authority have said that 21 people have died at a food distribution site in the last 24 hours or so. Now that there is hopefully a lasting ceasefire between Israel and Iran, will all eyes now turn to focus on the Gaza conflict once again?
Well, from a humanitarian point of view, I would hope so. Just because there's so much suffering there that is just unimaginable, you know, just the scenes of Israelis scampering for shelters and nice bunkers under Iranian bombs made me think, and should make others think too, what do the Gazans have when the Palestinians in Gaza have when they're under such airstrikes as well? From Israel. They don't have shelters to go to. They're even shot dead at food distribution centers. So it should be the focus of the world, and it should have been. And perhaps this is one of the reasons why the war was launched when it was launched, was because of the increasing pressure on Netanyahu over Israel's conduct in Gaza.
Middle East correspondent Borzu Dragi, thank you for joining us again on Morning Ireland. The time now just coming up to 27 minutes past 8.